T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The newest Eagle, Michael Bennett, joined John Marks and former Eagle Ike Reese. What's up, Mike?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man.
You excited?
Good.
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. Everybody's been awesome to be in this the building, be awesome in the city. Just walking through the city, you know, I'm used to being in the city of Seattle and people not being able to go anywhere but then to walk into Philly and feel that from the city and fans and people stopping me, I'm just like, you know, the city is in tune to what the organization is doing. So I'm excited about being a part of that.
Yeah, when you look at this this organization, Michael, obviously you're coming from a team that won a championship, that went to 2 Super Bowls during your time, that should have 2 Super Bowl titles. So you certainly know what that environment feels like. You sort of know what it looks like from the outside. What are some of the things that has you excited about joining the now defending Super Bowl champs in the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think you think about Carson Wentz and you think about Nick Foles, and you know, you have 2 great quarterbacks. You know, in the NFL, it's always one player away from losing a great player, and the NFL is about depth. And I think, and you look at the defensive line, and when, at any point, if anybody goes down, we have another great player to step in. And I look back, and I look at the offensive line, Jason Peters, Travis Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Lane, just everybody's on the offensive line. Wilkoski, everybody's there, and it's just, you know, Vi, you have so many great players and great players on to be able to keep playing. And I think you look behind me and I see Malcolm Jenkins and I see all these great players and McLeod and all these guys. It's just amazing to be able to look back and see so many great players and to know that people have your back. And Kendricks, you know, I played with Bobby Wagner, and Kendricks is a beast like that. So it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a lot of ends, couple tackles in there, Michael. Like, listen, you played a lot of snaps last year, a lot of snaps. I think it was over 900. Brandon Graham played the most snaps on the Eagles' defensive line, just at over 700. Are you expecting to see less snaps, and with less snaps, even though you've been very productive, do you think your game rises even more?
Yeah, I think my game rises even more. I feel like I'm just hit my prime as a player. You know, I feel like first 2-3 years I didn't play any that much when I was in Tampa, and so I feel like I'm in my prime as a player right now. And I think I'm only going to get better because of the way I approach the game and how I respect the game and how I respect the process. And so to be around guys who respect the process like that, I only think the game can only improve.
That's interesting, man. And a lot of people do forget, Michael, that. And we're on with the new Eagles defensive end, Michael Bennett. Forget that you were down in Tampa, sort of buried behind a couple people, and you really stepped into the national stage when you got out there in Seattle, man. And you talk about being in the prime of your career right now, or just entering it at 30-plus years old. How does the body feel? How does your body feel when you look at moving forward?
I feel good, I think. You know, I just keep on doing new things to continuously when it comes to football. I think I just take care of my body. I keep eating properly. I just think that's the way you keep growing. I think you take care of your body, cold tub, and all those things. That's what I think is what's going to keep me going.
Well, Mike, you played the Eagles last season, and actually one of the few losses the Eagles had up in Seattle. But what was your impression overall of the Eagles' offense? I'm sure you took a look at the defense too. But overall, when you were preparing, what was the preparation for Carson Wentz and the Eagles? What did you guys try to do to knock them off?
We wanted to stop the run because of the lateral running game. You look at the running game, it's lateral with Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount was downhill. You see the pulling guard. You see the way that Kelce can pull when it comes to the pulling plays. And this is one of the only offenses that would pull the tackle and tackle pull plays. And then you look at, you know, Jason Peters is always – thank God he didn't play because he's just a man amongst boys. And so it's just a really good team. When you scheme it for him, you look at the outside receivers, and then you have Zach Ertz, who can do a lot of things when it came to, you know, whether it was up, down the middle on the seam route, who can get in front of you. I'm not saying he can block me, but I've seen him block some people. But it's just you have so many weapons, and you have a team that moves at one and core. When you look at the offensive line, you know, you always want to look at the offensive line. You want them to be strings on the core, the way that they move. And this offensive line does that. There's no misstepping when it comes to the way that they move in the stretch game or when they move when they run downhill for the power plays or the trap plays.
When you look at that defensive that line room, particularly those defensive ends, man, a lot of talent amongst you all, a nice mix of veterans, and you got the second-year player that will be coming in, Derek Barnett. Any word on the type of role or, you know, sort of that you will feel playing defensive end / defensive tackle in this defense?
I think my role is always the same, is to go out there and be the best player when it comes to being able to get after the quarterback and being able to get in the backfield and disrupt the offense and being able to do the things that they are comfortable doing. So that's just my role as a player, and I think just continues to grow that role and have other guys do the same thing. I think our job as a defensive line is to disrupt, make every quarterback that gets back there uncomfortable, and I think we have the guys to do that.
Now, you're coming from a great football city in the sense of that we all know about the 12th man and what it's like playing out there in Seattle. So you'll be no stranger to playing at home in front of raucous crowds. What have you heard about the Philadelphia fans, and sort of what are you looking forward to experiencing playing in the Link in front of these great fans here in Philadelphia?
Oh man, I look forward to the fans, because the fans they're like my grandmother. My grandma always kept it straight and rude, which if your breath stink, your breath stink, and you need to go clean up your room. You know what I'm saying? So she always kept it real with you. But when you did good, she'd be like, "Boy, you did good out there." So I think the city of Philly is just like that. You know, when you do bad, they'll let you know. When you do good, they'll let you know. And I think as a player and a person, you appreciate that. You know that the fans aren't just being fair weather fans; they're being true fans of the game because they know it.
Yeah, they know it. And right now, we're pretty happy here, Michael, because they're coming off the Super Bowl. Were you paying close attention to the playoff run? If so, what did you think of the Eagles? And were you rooting for the Eagles? I know everybody was rooting against the Patriots, but were you watching these playoffs pretty closely?
I can't lie. I was rooting for the Patriots because my brother was
your brother. What am I thinking? Well, speaking of your brother, when's he going to be coming
over
here?
There, yeah.
We need a tight end here, Michael.
Man, tell him to come on. I want him to come right now. We'll see what happens.
All right. Mike, congratulations.
Well, at least we got an inside recruiter now. So if they need to find out anything about him, who better to ask than his brother, you.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, Mike, congrats, man. Good to have you in Philly.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys.
There he is. Michael Bennett. Because I guess what I really meant was like against the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Like did that, because I've heard some national interviews where guys have been saying like they really got kind of caught up in the Eagles with Nick Foles and the whole dog mask thing and whatever else, to where it was fun to root for the Eagles. But yeah, if your brother's playing for the Patriots, you're not gonna.
Well, here's the thing, and it was so weird with Martellus going back to New England. Remember, he was in Green Bay. They thought his season was going to be over with because of injury. Did they release him?
Some kind of weird thing.
Something happened.
Well, they said he didn't want to play. Like, right. He had said he didn't want to play because of the shoulder. Mm. And then they cut him, and then he got signed by the Patriots.
He went to the Patriots.
Yeah.
But I don't think he finished the season healthy. I think he got injured. I don't think he played. He didn't play in the Super Bowl.
No, he didn't. He definitely didn't. That was a whole weird situation.
Yeah, but he won it with them the year before.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Just looking at Ben's tweet here. He says, who would you rather start? Nick Foles or Rusty Wentz?
Rusty Wentz.
It's like a person, right?
I would say there's about a 70% chance that there's somebody in Carson's family named Rusty Wentz.
Probably. Yeah, you look like it, right? 888-729-9494.
Rusty. That's a good National Lampoon's name.
Yeah, is that? Would you put that in your top five Rusties?
Oh yeah,
Rusty Jones was the old car commercial when cars were made of what I guess a loo. I don't know what they were made of, but they would rust.
Right.
So you get this product called Rusty Jones and put it on the car so it didn't rust.
Yeah, that's those cars that would. Hey, listen, they would cut through anything.
Good old Rusty Jones. Yes. Goodbye, Rusty Cars. There's Rusty from National Lampoons.
That must have been, was that a regional thing?
I'm not sure.
Because I don't remember that one.
Most people probably didn't remember that. There's the, I'm not going to say it, not a lot of Rusty. Rusty the bailiff from the People's Court.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to think of another Rusty. I can't even.
Well, that'll be another good Twitter question for Rusty.
For Ben.
Yeah. And trombone is not an answer, Ben, so don't put that up there. 888-729-9494. We'll come back with the weekend update.
I felt like it was a Rusty in the Sopranos.
A Rusty?
Wasn't it a Rusty?
Went to school with a Rusty. It was Russell. How come Russell Wilson doesn't go by Rusty? Right? What's up, Rusty?
I don't think anybody chooses to go by Rusty.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the most popular name in 2018.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.